Welcome to this third session on worship.
Sedang sumbing dina sesi katilu ngenaan penyembahan.
My name is Lamar Boschman and we're going to look at the new song.
Adi Lamar Boschman sareng urang padé ningali dina lagu enggal.
Around the world people are learning what it is to sing to the Lord spontaneously.
Sakala dunya jalmi-jalmi diajar naon nyanyi kanggo Gusti secara ngadadak.
Declaring their praise and worship on wings of music.
Umumkeun pujian sareng penyembahan dina dang-dang-dang-dang musik.
Some people ask, is it really necessary to sing spontaneously to the Lord? Is this something we must do in our private and public worship? Isn't it sufficient just to sing songs that other people have written? Why do we sing extemporaneously? Can't we just sing what's in the book? Let's take a look at the importance of singing to God a new song. We find this in Psalm 40, verse 3.
Kurang mendakan yete tina Jabur 40 ayat ka-4.
Psalm 40, verse 3.
Jabur 40, ayat 4.
The Bible says, He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord.
Kita menyaruskan, Anjana masihan lagu anu enggal kanggo muji Gusti urang, seueur jalmi baris ningali sareng janten sieun lajeng percanten ka Gusti.
The Lord has given you a new song.
Gusti pantos masihan caderek lagu-lagu anu enggal.
He's put it in your mouth. It's there. It's in your heart. Now you may not have sung it very often. But the Creator of all things has given you a new song. The word new here in the Bible means a fresh thing. It's the original. Not yesterday's song. That is getting old like bread left out overnight. The Bible says His mercies are new every morning. Therefore, they require a new song. So it's a song that you don't learn that's new to you. Perhaps that someone else wrote. But it's a spontaneous song. It's a fresh new thing. Now I believe this is the song that God desires the most. It's the song every Christian should sing. And a necessary part of our corporate and private worship. In this song there is supernatural power. Why? Because God dwells in this praise. I believe that all Christians are supposed to sing. Because some of you are thinking, well, this is good for the musician types. But I don't sing very well. The dogs howl when I sing.
Anjing-anjing oge ngagogok.
It sounds like a siren. But I want you to know, no matter what you sound like, God wants you to sing. Music is part of being a believer.
Musik teh bagian tina saurang anu percanten.
Every Christian in the kingdom is a musician.
Tiap orang Kristen dina kerajaannya eta saurang tukang musik.
How is that, you may ask?
Mahatiasa kitu pangitan seterek tumaros.
Well, in Webster's dictionary, it defines musician as being.
Dina kamus Webster, Patasanana tukang musik teh. Eta.
One who composes and performs music.
Kaurang anu ngarang sarang mintonkeun musik.
When we come before His presence with singing, that's performance in a sense.
Waktu surang lebet ka hadiratna ku pupujian, ieu teh hiji pintonan tina pengertian.
And then when we sing to Him a new song,
paktos urang ngawihkeun kanggo anjeunna hiji lagu enggal,
that is composition.
Eta komposisi.
Every believer is to sing to the Lord their own new song.
Tiap urang geus ngawihkeun kanggo Gusti lagu enggal aranjeunna nu nyalira.
We sing to Him our thoughts.
Urang ngawihkeun emutan urang ka mantena.
We sing to Him our prayers.
Urang ngawihkeun panada urang ka mantena.
See, it's not difficult to sing to the Lord spontaneously.
Saya nu susah umpami urang ngawih kanggo Gusti secara spontan.
It's a Hebrew thing.
Ya kabiasaan urang Yahudi.
It's God's idea.
Kita gagasan Gusti.
He made the cultures, the Hebrew culture in the Bible sing this way.
Kadang ada mal budaya Yahudi dina Alkitab kanggo nyanyi ku cara sapertos kieu.
Now God's not as much concerned in quality as He is in meaning.
Gusti henteu patos merhatoskeun kualitas pujian tadi.
If you sing to the best of your ability, that's okay.
Terek ngawih teh ku kamampuan nu paling sae.
Because that's the best you can do.
Kita nu paling sae.
Now compared to someone else, it may not sound that good.
Yen bandingkeun sareng salah saurang anu suantena goreng.
But God wants you to sing.
Angin Gusti mikah hoyong saterek ngawih.
See, I have two boys.
Imabdi gaduh dua putra pamekar.
Jonathan and Jordan.
Jonathan sareng Jordan.
And when they were young, they would like to come up to me and sing to me.
Waktu saranjeuna masih alit keneh, aranjeuna sok dongkap di payudan abdi sareng ngawih kanggo abdi.
I remember Jordan would like to squeeze my cheeks.
Abdi imut jeung Jordan sok nyawel pipi abdi.
He'd sit in my lap and say, "Dad,
aranjeuna beres dalik dina luhureun sim abdi sareng nyarios, Bapak."
And he wanted to make sure that I was giving him my full attention.
Kena hoyong mastikeun yen abdi marhatoskeun anjeunna sapinuhna.
And I could say, "Jordan, did Mom ask you to do this?"
Abdi Jordan, naha mama anu miwarang ngalakukeun kieu?
No, I wanted to sing or tell you in my own
words. Tenes, abdi hoyong nyarioskeun ka bapa ku cariusan sim abdi.
And I go, ha ha.
Abdi, ah.
That means so much to me.
Kita ngandung harti pisan kanggo abdi.
Because he chose of his own will to sing to me in his own words.
Margi anjeuna nyalira anu hoyong ngawih kanggo abdi ku cariosanana.
Now if I'd asked him, "Did your mother ask you to say this?"
Pinaros ka anjeuna naha mama anu miwarang anjeun ngalakukeun ieu?
And he said,
"Palerna."
Yeah, because then you'll give me something.
Mun ku margi saparantos eta bapa pasti masihan ka abdi naon bae.
It would mean far less to me. And that's like what we do to the Lord. We have our songs. And we say, "God, I love you." And it's like the Lord could ask us, "Did the pastor ask you to say this?"
Di sapertosna Gusti anu tumaros ka urang, naha pandeta nyuhunkeun anjeun nyarioskeun kieu?
Yes, he said to sing hymn 49.
Mohon anjeunna mimarang nyanyikeun lagu pujian nomor 49.
And it means far less to God.
Ieu teu aya hartosna di payuneun Gusti.
Then if we sang in our own words.
Daripada urang ngawihkeun ku kalimah urang nyalira.
"I love you, Lord.
Ika Gusti.
I bless you."
Abdi ngaberkahan Gusti.
He asked us then, "Did the pastor or the worship leader ask you to sing that?"
Sareng anjeunna tumaros ka urang, naha pendeta atanapi pamimpin pujian anu nyuhunkeun anjeun ngawihkeun eta?
No.
Anes.
"I just wanted to tell you."
Abdi mung hoyong masihan terang saderek.
And God goes,
Sareng Gusti nyaros, "Ha."
You see, it means far more to Him when it's personal.
Sareng ningali ieu langkung berharga kanggo mantena salami ieu sipat pribadi.
When it comes from your heart.
Kawis ieu dongkapna ti mana saderek.
And you didn't use the words that someone else chose.
Sareng saderek henteu ngagunakeun kalimah-kalimah anu dipilih ku nusanes.
God loves the personal part of our worship.
Gusti mikasih bagian pribadi dina penyembahan urang.
Why? Because He's relational.
Kunaon? kumargi anjana mikaresep hubungan.
He loves us.
Anjana mikaasih urang.
He's not our dictator.
Anjana sanes ngatur segala ka urang.
He's our heavenly Father.
Anjana rama surgawi urang.
And Father wants His children to have relationship with Him.
Sang rama anu mikahoyong putra nang kaduan hiji hubungan sareng anjana.
And communication.
Sareng obrolan.
Isn't that good?
Nasihat saya.
Another illustration.
Gambaran sanes.
What if when I woke up every morning and greeted my wife?
Kumaha sumpamina sim abdi gugah setiap injing sareng masihan salam kapun bojo?
I had a sheet of words inside my jacket.
Abdi kada salembar kertas isina kalimat-kalimat di lebet jaket sim abdi.
Because like most men in the world,
margi abdi sami sareng pamengket nu sanesna di dunia ieu,
we're not really good with words.
Abdi henteu pantes tiasa nyarios.
And when I saw my wife coming into the kitchen,
atos abdi ningali pun bojo ka payun,
I'd say, "My, my, you are beautiful."
Penyeros mama gelis pisan.
"Truly thou dost look good today."
Anjeun leres-leres katingalina langkung gelis dinten ieu.
Now, what's she gonna think?
Anungku anjeunna diimutan.
What's the matter with this guy?
Kunaon jalmi ieu?
19 years.
18 taun.
Every morning.
Bulujeng injing.
He gets up.
Anjeunna gugah.
And greets me in the kitchen.
Masihan salam ka abdi di dapur.
Looking at that silly piece of paper.
Ningali kana kertas anu bodo teh.
Why doesn't he just take me in his arms?
Aha, anjeunna teu ngarangkul ka abdi.
And with passion in his eyes.
Terang paraosan tresna dina socana.
Tell me how much he really thinks about me this morning.
Sian terang kumaha anjeunna ngemutan sim abdi dina injing ieu.
And that's just like God.
Kita sami sareng Gusti.
We come to God in our public worship services.
Urang dungkap ka Gusti dina kabaktian penyembahan.
And we try to invite the presence of the Lord.
Urang usaha dungkap ka hadirat.
Through our songs.
Alangkungan lagu-lagu urang.
And it's like we go.
Ieu sapertos urang nyarios.
I love you, Lord.
Abdi mikasih ka Gusti.
And I lift my voice.
Terang abdi ngangkat suanten abdi.
To worship you.
Kanggo nyembah anjeun.
Oh my soul rejoice.
Oh jiwa abdi.
And it's like God says.
Kita sapertos Gusti nyarioskeun.
What's the matter with these people?
Aya naon dina jalmi-jalmi ieu?
19 years they've been staring at that book.
18 tahun anjeunna ningali buku pujian.
Why don't they just put it aside?
Kunaon henteu ieu disimpen bae?
And take me in their arms.
Rangarangkul.
And tell me how much they think of me.
Masian terang abdi imut ka anjeunna.
In their own words.
Kukalima aranjeunna.
Do you see the difference?
Terek ningali perbentananana.
There's much more meaning in the spontaneous word.
Langseueuh hartosna dina kalimah nu ngadadak.
Because it comes from your heart at that moment.
Kumaha ieu timbulna dina saderek sacara ngadadak.
It's fresh.
Ayeuna urang tiasa
ngaraoskeun. We can read our prayers and read our songs and they can have much meaning.
Nada sareng ngaraoskeun lagu-lagu urang eta teh langkung berarti.
But they don't always tell others or the Lord how we feel right now. But the new song does. Now, I wonder if you understand what I'm saying. I'm going to give you an illustration. This song is not a song that someone else wrote. It is what we sing in our own words to the Lord. It's what we sing spontaneously between songs. For example,
misalnya,
maybe you just finished a song. And at that moment, it's not time to stop.
Terang dina waktu harita, senes waktu senakan guliren.
And speak your words.
Terang ucapkan kalimat-kalimat sederek.
You can.
Sederek tiasa.
But why not sing your words to the Lord?
Punon henteu ngawihkeun kalimah-kalimah sadaya ka Gusti.
And just keep playing that same chord.
Pangamainkeun panduan nada anu sami sareng nyarios.
And say I love you, Lord.
Abdi mikasih ka Gusti.
I bless you, Jesus.
Abdi ngaberkahan Yesus.
I sing to you my prayers right now.
Abdi ngawihkeun panerbah rajin abdi ka Gusti waktu sakit.
I love you, God.
Abdi mikasih ka saliran Tuhan.
And the whole congregation could sing their own words.
Sareng jemaat tiasa ngawihkeun kalimah-kalimah anjeuna.
And out of everyone. Out of everyone comes a river of a new melody. As the Holy Spirit sings through each one. And then the Holy Spirit is starting songs in each believer. And we're worshiping Him.
Sadaya nuju nyembah anjeuna.
And we're singing to Him a new song.
Abdi sadaya oge nuju ngawih kanggo anjeuna.
And all of a sudden,
hiji lagu anu enggal.
You begin to sense His presence.
Sadaya ngawitan ngaraoskeun kehadiran anjeuna.
Why?
Kunaon?
Because this is the song that God said He'd dwell in.
Parkieu ieu teh lagu anu dicariuskeun ku Gusti, anjeuna bakal cicing dina lebetna.
Psalm 22:3.
Jabur pasal 22 ayat kaopat.
It says in Psalm 22:3 that you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of Israel.
Anjeuna teh nu maha suci, nu aya dina puji-pujian urang Israel.
Now the word praises in the Hebrew is tahilah.
Ayeuna pujian tina basa Yahudi nyaeta tahilah.
That word is also found in Psalm 40:3.
Kalimah ieu oge kapendak tina Capur ayat 4.
That we read earlier.
Nu parantos ku urang dibaca saat teu acanana.
It says he put a new song in my mouth, a song of tehillah to our God.
Dicaroskeun yen anjeuna nyimpen hiji lagu enggal dina lambe abdi hiji lagu tehillah kanggo Gusti urang.
This song, or this word, is used in Psalm 40:3 that says it's the new song.
Kata lagu ia atau nanti kalimah ia digunakan tina Jabur 40 ayat 4 nunyariuskan yang ia teh lagu
He put a new song in my mouth, even tehillah.
Anjena nyimpen lagu enggal dina lambe sim abdi oge tehillah.
Tehillah is the new song.
Tehillah teh lagu anu enggal tea.
And tehillah is the praise God said He would remain in or sit on.
Tehillah teh pujian nu dicarioskeun ku Gusti tempat anjeuna aya atanapi bertahta.
Psalm 22:3.
Jabur pasal 22 ayat kaopat.
Thou art holy, O thou who sits on the tehillah of Israel.
Padahal anjeuna nu maha suci anu ngesto di luhur pupujian urang Israel.
Which I believe speaks of every Christian.
Musim abdi percanten yen setiap jalmi urang Kristen oke muji.
Every Christian can sing this song and God dwells among them.
Tiap orang Kristen tiasa ngawihkeun lagu ieu sareng Gusti aya di antawis aranjeuna.
I call this power music.
Abdi nyebat ieu teh musik anu pinuh kawasa.
When we sing this kind of praise, this new song, God's power and presence comes.
Waktos abdi sadaya ngawihkeun jenis pujian ieu, lagu enggal ieu kawasa Gusti. Sareng hadiratna lungsur.
This is the new song.
Kita lagu enggal.
It is this song that God chose to dwell in.
Kita lagu anu dipilih ku Gusti anu anjeuna aya linggih di lebetna.
Because you see there's about 12 or more Hebrew words translated praise in English.
Kumari kita derek ningali aya 12 atanapi langkung kalimah Ibrani anu diterjemahkan pujian dina bahasa Inggris.
But only one of them.
Mangaya hiji anu diantayus aranjeuna.
Is the praise God chose to dwell with His presence in.
Pujian anu ku Gusti dipilih kanggo ngasto sareng hadiratna dilebetna.
And this praise has to do with vocal singing to God.
Pujian ieu kedah dilakukeun ku suanten anu muji Gusti.
Spontaneous singing to the Lord.
Ngawi sacara ngaradak ka Gusti.
There's power in this song.
Aya kawasa dilebet lagu ieu.
Psalm 149:6 talks about it.
Jabur pasal 149 ayat 3 menyarukan ngenaan ieu.
Psalm 149:6. There's this word Tehillah again.
Kalimat Tehillah deui.
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand to bind their kings with chains, it goes on to say, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment, this honor have all his saints.
Tawiyos pujian pengagungan Gusti ayah dinatikol aranjen sarang pedang dua panona ayah diantaris aranjen kanggo ngalakukan pembalasan ke pasang bangsa penganiaya suku bangsa kangge ngabaro ke teraja-raja rante sarang jalmi-jalmi aranjena numulia kutali besi.
The high praises are Tehillah.
Pujian pengagungan teh Tehillah.
They're the high new songs.
Aranjena teh lagu-lagu nu enggal kanggo ngagungkeun Gusti.
And when you sing those new songs to God,
parang waktu saderek ngawihkeun lagu-lagu enggal ka Gusti,
we bind kings with chains and nobles with fetters of iron.
Urang ngabarokot raja-raja kurante sareng jalim-jalim mulia ku besi.
In other words, spiritual warfare takes place.
Kasarna mah peperangan rohani teh karek bae kajadian.
Because God dwells in this song.
Umargi Gusti cicing dina lagu ieu.
See, I've tried to sing this song in different countries around the world. I've sung this song in front of idols. In Muslim countries. I've sung this song in dark places. And it never fails that signs and wonders happen during this part of the worship service.
Sareng tanda pada melanu ajaib tekantos gagal kajantenan waktos penyembahan dina kebaktian.
It doesn't usually happen during the choruses or the hymns.
Kita biasana mah kajantenan kieu samentawis panduan suara ngawihkeun lagu-lagu rohani.
It happens often during the spontaneous worship.
Kieu sering kajantenan dina penyembahan secara ngadadak.
During the new song part.
Mentawis lagu nembe dikawihkeun.
During that time, demons have manifested.
Selami waktos eta roh-roh jahat ngalawan.
During that time, people have been healed supernaturally.
Selami waktos eta kajalmi-jalmi didamangkeun ku cara teu biasana.
During that time, I believe the dead can be raised.
Selami waktos eta abdi percanten anu tos maot tiasa ku gadi.
Why? Because the Bible says he dwells in this kind of praise.
Naon margina ku margi Alkitab nyarioskeun anjeunna cicing dina jenis pujian ieu.
When the power of God's presence comes,
waktos kawasa ayana Gusti lungsur.
Anything can happen.
Bisa aya kajadian.
That God purposes.
Kaluyu sareng pangersa Gusti.
I have a friend that went to the Marshall Islands. He was a missionary there. And he understood this principle of singing Tehillah praise. One day he came across this island of Yap. It's in the South Pacific. And he came to this village that had this old chief. And at this particular time, there was about 2,000 men in a circle in a 5-acre field. And the chief said, "The God that we serve is 10 times stronger than anything you've ever seen."
Gusti anu ku urang sadaya di layanan 10 kali langkung kiat tibatan naon bae anu parantos katingali.
The chief said, "I'll prove it."
Kepala desa abdi bade ngabuktos kenana. Oh.
He began to clap his hands.
Anjeunna ngawitan keprok.
The other men began to clap their hands as well.
Parampang mangkat nu sanesna ngawitan keprok oge.
And they began to sing in a dissonant minor.
Sareng aranjeunna ngawitan ngawih dina hiji nada minor anu teu merenah.
It's a kind of a minor chord sounding.
Ieu kadanguna sapertos rampak sekar dina sora rendah.
None of the men sang the same thing.
Saya saurang oge anu ngawih ka suanten.
It was kind of spirit sounding.
Eta jenis suanten roh.
When this happened, two women walked into the middle of the circle of men.
Waktu sia kejantanan, dua istri mapah ke tengah-tengah bulat dan pameget.
And they held up their hands and began to dance.
Sareng aranjeuna ngangkat pananganan sareng ngawitan ngibing.
And they suddenly rose 10 feet into the air.
Kucuk-kucuk aranjeuna ngarepung ka langit.
And just hung there.
Kinten-kinten 10 kaki luhurna, sareng cicing di dinya.
Well, you don't see that every day, do you?
Tah, pansaderek tiasa ningali hal sapertos kieu unggal dinten sanes.
Dark. And the chief said, "What do you think about that?"
Tas kepala desa nyarios, "Kumaha saur juragan?"
Dr. Sasser, an expressive worshipper,
Dr. Sasser nyaeta saurang penyembah anu gantang tanggap,
said he got up and walked to the center of the field.
Dicaroskeun anjeunna kugah sareng mapah ka tengah-tengah lapangan.
And began to sing praises to the Lord.
Sareng ngawitan ngawihkeun pujian kanggo Gusti.
And in 20 seconds of singing Tehillah.
Sareng tina waktos 20 detik ngawihkeun Tehillah.
Those two ladies fell to the ground.
Kedua istri eta geubis ka taneuh.
They broke their ankles, but he prayed for them and they got healed.
Kalukala sampean aranjeunna potong, nanging aranjeunna ngadoa sareng aranjeunna didamangkeun.
Now what happened?
Naon ayeuna anu kajadian?
2000 men.
2000 pameget.
Perhaps they were mediums of the spirit world.
Pangeutan aranjeunna teh pangantara roh dunia.
Calling on the demons.
Nyauran roh-roh jahat.
And those demons lifted those women's bodies into the air.
Sareng roh-roh jahat eta ngangkat salira istri eta ka langit.
And held them up there.
Sareng nyepengan aranjeunna di langit.
But it didn't take 2000 Christians.
Nanging henteu prayogi 2000 jalmi Kristen.
Just one worshipper.
Mung saurang penyembah.
Who knew what it was to sing Tehillah praise.
Anu sareng ngawihkeun pujian Tehillah.
The praise that God said He would dwell in.
Pujian anu saur Gusti Allah anjeunna aya di lebetna.
And when He sang that praise.
Sareng waktos anjeunna ngawihkeun pujian eta.
In the face of 2000 other men.
Di payunan 2000 pameget.
God's presence came.
Hadirat Gusti lungsur.
And broke the hold those demons had on those women's bodies.
Sareng motangkeun kubu-kubu roh jahat anu nempel kana salira eta istri.
That's power praise.
Eta pujian anu pinuh kawasa.
When we sing this kind of praise, signs and wonders happen.
Waktu sareng ngawih ke jenis pujian ieu, kajantenan padamelan-padaman sareng tanda-tanda ajaib.
I think of the most popular spiritual warfare story in the Bible.
Abdi imut dongeng peperangan rohani anu paling populer tina Alkitab.
If you want to study it later, you can look up 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
Pamisadek hoyong pelajari engke sadek tiasa ningali 2 babat pasal 20.
Verse 21 and
ayat 21.
22.
Rang 22.
I love this story.
Abi resep kana carita ieu.
Cuz signs and wonders happen.
Umarkeun tanda-tanda sareng padamelan-padamelan nu ajaib kajantenan.
You're thinking, what story is this?
Sadek terang carios naon?
This is the account of King Jehoshaphat.
Kita catatan ngenaan Raja Yosafat.
And they were going to battle.
Aranjeunna nuju siap-siap kanggo perang.
And God said, "Stand still and see me work."
Senyar cicing heula, nangtung di tempat maraneh jeung gera tempo kumaha Gusti masian kamanangan kamaraneh.
I will save you, says the Lord.
Kalau rek nyalamatkan maraneh, saur Gusti.
But the men of war that had been trained.
Angin prajurit-prajurit teh parantos dilantik.
They were ready to fight.
Aranjeunna parantos siap kangge perang.
But Jehoshaphat said, "No, you go to the back."
Angin Sariosafat, "Henteu, maranna mundur bae."
I think he was afraid if they saw the whites of the eyes of the enemy, they'd kill him.
Mutan abdi, anjeunna sian umpami aranjeunna ningali bodasna soca musuh, aranjeunna pasti maehan aranjeunna.
So they went to the rear.
Enten aranjeunna angkat ke bagian pengker.
And then he said, "Bring forth the choir."
Katerasna aranjeunna nyarios, "Lambak sekar, gera maju."
Now I'm paraphrasing a little bit here.
Saya sakedek ku abdi bade dibeberkeun ngeunaan kalimah-kalimah.
But he called the people forward, the Levites and the others, and said, "Sing."
Aranjeunna nyaur jalmi-jalmi urang Lewi kanggo macengkap payun sareng jalmi-jalmi anu sanesna sareng nyaur ngawih.
And they came forward and they began to sing.
Aranjena majeng kapayun sareng ngawitan ngawi.
Now can you imagine?
Pena saderek tiasa ngabayangkeun.
The choir's coming forward.
Tampak sekar nuju majeng kapayun.
And the first thing they're saying is, what song are we going to sing?
Perihal anu pangawitanana dicaruskeun nyaeta lagu naon anu bakal kuy kami
teh kurang. Practice that one.
Kurang teu acan latihan lagu eta.
I hope we do real good.
Ting harapkeun urang ngawi sing sae.
But see, God's not looking for us just to play songs.
Imah henteu milarian urang kanggo mung saukur ngawihkeun lagu-lagu.
And I can see this choir going forward with timidity.
Tapi tiasa ningali rompak sekar nuju majeng bari rada sieun.
Because they march toward the enemy, the Bible says.
Maka aranjeunna nuju baris ngajujug musuh, kitu saur Alkitab.
And I can see them looking behind every rock.
Tapi tiasa ningali aranjeunna ningali ka satukangeun batu karang.
Behind every tree.
Pengkeureun setiap tangkal.
And the Bible says they sung this lyric.
Sareng Alkitab nyaroskeun yen aranjeunna ngawihkeun lirih ieu.
Blessed be the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever and ever.
Nyanyikeun pujian syukur kang Gusti yen kaasih sareng setiana kanggo salalamina.
At first I think they sung very timidly.
Awitan mah emutan nabi aranjeunna teh ngawih bari disarengan kusieun.
Blessed be the Lord, for his mercy endureth. But then they got bolder and bolder.
Mangsa satrasna aranjeunna langkung wantun sareng langkung wantun deui.
The faith began to rise in them.
Sareng iman ngawitan bangkit dilebet aranjeunna.
Now the Bible says that when they began to sing and praise,
sareng maruji,
that God set ambushments against the enemy.
Gusti nyiapkeun panghadangan kangge musuh.
Now ambushments means to wait on the enemy to surprise him.
Ayeuna panghadangan ngandung hartos ngantosan musuh kangge ngareuaskeun aranjeunna.
Some scholars believe these were invisible angels.
Sababaraha sarjana percanten yen eta teh malaikat-malaikat anu teu tiasa ditingali.
They moved out when the choir sang praise.
Aranjeunna gerak kaluar waktos rampak sekar ngawitan ngawih pujian.
Notice it says when they sang and praised the Lord.
Patos aranjeunna nu surak-surak sareng ngawihkeun nyanyian pujian.
Any Christian choir can sing.
Tampak sekar Kristen mana wae oge tiasa ngawih.
But how many Christian choirs can sing and tehila?
Aing saroge rampak sekar Kristen anu tiasa ngawih sareng tehila.
Cuz that's that Hebrew word again right there.
Marki ieu kalimah Yahudi deui.
The new song.
Lagu engga.
When they began to sing and praise with the new song.
Waktos aranjeunna ngawitan ngawih sareng ngucikeun lagu engga.
The Bible says God set ambushment.
Alkitab nyaroskeun yen anjeunna nyiapkeun panghadangan.
Against the enemy.
Ka musuh.
And they were destroyed.
Sareng aranjeunna dimusnahkeun.
They were afraid.
Aranjeunna sieun.
And they began to kill one another.
Aranjeunna silih paehan.
They were confused.
Aranjeunna janten kacau.
And the rest of them ran in terror.
Sana kabur nyalametkeun diri bakating kusieun.
All while the choir was just singing.
Sementara wis rampak sekar nuju ngawi.
Bless the Lord, praise
him. Haleluya, kawihkeun pujian ka sakutra.
See the power that's in the new song?
Asa tiasa ningali kawasa tina pujian nu enggal.
I believe these are the songs that the Holy Spirit is singing in the earth.
Ari percantan yen ieu teh nyaeta lagu-lagu anu Roh Suci nuju dikawihkeun di bumi.
We find the same kind of word, tehillah, in the New Testament.
Perang mendakan jenis kalimah nu sami tehillah dina perjanjian enggal.
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
Perhati ngali dina Efesus pasal 5.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19.
Efesus pasal 5, ayat 18, sareng 19.
The Lord will show us more about the new song.
Tibade nunjukkeun langkung seueur deui ka urang ngeunaan lagu enggal.
Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
Ade maraneh ulah mabok ku anggur, kumargi anggur nimbulkeun hawa nafsu nanging sabalikna aranjeun kudu pinuh ku Roh.
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
Sareng kedah cumawis saurang kanu sanesna ku japur kidung pupujian sareng kawihan rohani gerang ngawih sareng sorak kangge Gusti sapinu hate.
Psalms, hymns and spiritual songs.
Japur-japur pupujian sareng lagu-lagu rohani.
The word spiritual songs in the Greek is ode pneumatikos.
Kalimah lagu rohani tina bahasa Yunani nyaeta ode pneumatikos.
Odes are a chant sung to God.
Odes nyaeta hiji lagu pendek anu dikawihkeun kanggo Gusti.
A general term for any word sung.
Hiji istilah bisa kanggo lagu naon bae.
Of an unrehearsed nature.
Anu dikawihkeun ngadadak.
And many times a rhyme directed to God.
Jeur pisan lirikna anu ditunjukkeun ka Gusti.
It's a musical term.
Eta istilah musik.
Pneumatikos speaks of the Spirit of God.
Pneumatikos nyarios ngeunaan Roh Allah.
Non-carnal or breath.
Tane sifatna jasmani atanapi ambekan.
It is an after Pentecost word.
Eta hiji kalimah sapertos Pentakosta.
Spiritual songs are songs which the burden is the things revealed by the Spirit.
Lagu-lagu rohani nyaeta lagu-lagu di mana beban perkawis dinyatakan ku Roh Suci.
It's a song of the Spirit.
Eta hiji lagu ngeunaan Roh.
Not in a heavenly language, it's just it could be.
Kana mung hiji bahasa surgawi nya oge ieu tiasa kacentenan.
But it could be in your language.
Enging ieu tiasa kacentenan tina bahasa sadere.
But it is a song created by the Spirit.
Enging eta hiji lagu anu diciptakan ku Roh.
Initiated and brought forth by the Holy Spirit.
Dikawitan sareng dipintonkeun ku Roh Suci.
It's his song.
Eta lagu mantenna.
But to you it sounds like a new song.
Namo kanggo saderek ieu teh sapertos hiji lagu enggal.
See, the Holy Spirit is a singing spirit.
Tapi tingali Roh Suci teh hiji roh anu resep ngawih.
He wants to sing through you.
Anjeunna hoyong ngawih ngalangkungan sadere.
He wants to sing through his church.
Anjeunna hoyong ngawih ngalangkungan gerejana.
Let the voice of the Holy Spirit be heard singing in your life.
Kawias wonten Roh Suci ngadangu ngawih dina hirup sadere.
New songs to the Father.
Pakaluku enggal kangge Rama.
The Word of God is his songbook.
Pangandika Gusti teh buku nyanyianana.
Paul summed up the importance of the Holy Spirit in public worship.
Paulus nyimpulkeun kumaha pentingna Roh Suci dina penyembahan jemaah.
When he said, "We worship by the Spirit of God."
Waktos anjeunna nyeros urang nyembah ku Roh Allah.
Our goal in a worship service is not to just jump into singing songs.
Pasaran urang dina hiji kebaktian penyembahan sanes saukur luncat kana lagu-lagu nu dikawihkeun.
But to come into his presence.
Nanging lebet ka hadiratna.
The new song is one of the keys to get us into his presence.
Lagu enggal nyata salah sahiji kunci kangge nyandak urang lebet kana hadirat Gusti.
So let's allow time for one another to sing our own songs to the Lord.
Mangga urang masihan waktos kangge silih kawihan saurang ka saurang lagu enggal urang nyalira ka Gusti.
It's interesting because this song is found in every culture.
Ieu narik pisan kumarki lagu ieu teh kapendak di tiap budaya.
It's found in every revival.
Kapendak oge dina tiap kabangunan rohani.
In church history.
Dina sajarah gereja.
The Holy Spirit has been singing.
Roh Suci parantos ngawih.
Through believers like you and me.
Kalangkungan jalmi-jalmi sapertos saderek sareng.
I think of an account in church history of Polycarp.
Abi ngemutan ngeunaan hiji catatan tina sajarah gereja ngeunaan Polycarpus.
The early Christians sang this song.
Jalmi-jalmi kitan anu ngawitan ngawihkeun lagu ieu.
Polycarp was writing to the early church.
Polycarpus nuju nyerat ka gereja anu ngawitan.
About what was going on in Rome.
Kana naon nu kajantenan di Roma.
This is in the first 2 centuries of church history.
Ya teh awal abad ke-2 di sajarah gereja.
And I quote.
Tapi nyalin.
In Rome we have lost some of the best.
Di Roma urang ka icalan nu paling sae.
The Christians being daily led into the arenas and fed to the dogs and lions.
Setiap dinten jalmi-jalmi orang Kristen dicandak ke lebet area atau napi lapangan kanggo tuangan anjing-anjing sareng singa-singa.
Our hearts break for the loss of our brothers and sisters in the kingdom.
Sing atas-atas orang ancur kumarki kaicalan para saderek-saderek orang di kerajaan.
But in this we rejoice.
Sanging di lebet ia sadaya orang saruka bunga.
That when the bars in the arena come up,
ketika waktu teralis besi dibuka di lapangan,
and the church comes forward to meet the lions,
sarang gereja majeng kapayon kangge mayunan singa-singa.
They are endlessly singing, O Dei Pneumaticos.
Aranjanan tepetot-petot ngawikan lagu pondok Maruci Gusti.
They lift their spirits with residual song and begin to glorify God as they march to their death.
Aranjana ngangkat roh-roh aranjana ku lagu-lagu kintunan ngawitan ngamuliakan Gusti waktu aranjana nyambut malahal maut aranjana.
In this we rejoice that the church grows mightily by the hundreds who are repenting in Rome.
Kinakayan sukabunga ia gereja tumuwuh gancang pisan ku ratusan jalmi anu tarobat di Roma.
What's going on here?
Naon nu kejantanan di dieu?
The Christians tortured and beaten.
Jalmi-jalmi Kristen disiksa sareng ditenggel.
Weak and sickly.
Leles sareng tedamang.
In the dark dungeons.
Dina pangbuan handapeun taneuh nu poek.
The crowd is yelling out in blood sport.
Kumpulan jalmi gorowok yel-yel tina olahraga ketik.
Die Christians, die!
Paihan orang Kristen, paihan orang Kristen.
A spirit of murder is there.
Keji roh numaihan ayah dirinya.
And the bars come up.
Pagar-pagar besi dibuka.
The soldiers, I can see them coming in and prodding the Christians with their spears.
Biasa ningali para prajurit lebet sareng nyurungkeun jalmi-jalmi Kristen ku tembok-tembok aranjeuna.
And they walk out down the tunnel.
Sareng aranjeuna mapah ka terowongan.
At the daylight,
di tengah dinten,
it's so bright.
Bisa ketu matak serap, nak.
And they hear the crowd yelling.
Anjana ngadangu kumpalan jalmi seueur ngagorowok.
We want the blood of the Christian.
Bisa daya hoyang getih na urang Kristen.
The dogs and lions are salivating with anticipation.
Anjing-anjing sareng singa-singa ngeclakkeun ciduhna pinuh harepan.
Of a human flesh dinner that evening.
Getih jalmi anu seger baris janten tuang wengina.
Polycarp says that they weren't saying, let's sing one of the songs that grandma used to sing.
Polycarpus nyarioskeun ye marehna henteu nyarios, hayu urang ngawihkeun hiji lagu anu tiasa dikawihkeun ku karuhun urang.
It wasn't time for nostalgia.
Geusana waktosna kangge ngimut-imut jaman kapungkur.
Polycarp says,
aur Polycarpus,
they were singing songs of the spirit.
Anjeuna nuju ngawihkeun lagu-lagu roh.
In their last breaths, they were worshiping God with new songs.
Dinangarengap ambekna panungtungan aranjeuna nuju nyembah Gusti kula kula
inggal. I bless you, Lord, and I praise you.
Abdi ngaberkahan anjeun sareng muji pangeran.
He calls them songs of the spirit.
Anjeun nyebat eta teh lagu-lagu roh.
And when they marched into that arena,
sareng watos anjeuna baris nuju ka lapangan.
Polycarp says hundreds began to repent.
Saur Polycarpus ratusan jalmi ngawitan tarobat.
I believe the spirit of murder was broken because God's presence came.
Abdi percantan yang roh nu maihan dipotongkan kumargi hadirat Allah lungsur.
Remember he dwells in this new song.
Ting imut anjena ayak dina lagu enggal tea.
God's spirit brought repentance upon those that were watching.
Roh Allah nyandak roh pertobatan karanjena anu nucu nyaksian.
And a few worshippers in their last breaths caused the hand of God to move.
Sareng sababaraha penyembah dina ringhapna pangnungtungan ngalantarankeun panan Gusti digerakkeun.
God wants the same thing to happen in your culture.
Gusti mika hoyong hal sami kajadaran dina budaya saderek.
What I'm sharing with you is not some strange biblical story.
Naon anu ku abdi nuju didugikeun sanes sababaraha carios alkitabiah nu aneh.
This principle did not happen in odd places in church history.
Prinsip ieu henteu kajantanan dina tempat-tempat anu aneh dina sejarah gereja.
These new songs are songs that many men of old in the Bible sung.
Lagu-lagu enggal ieu teh nya eta lagu-lagu anu seueur dikawihkeun jalmi-jalmi kuno dina Alkitab.
Moses sang these songs.
Musa ngawihkeun lagu-lagu ieu.
Miriam and Samuel.
Mariam sareng Samuel.
David and Solomon and Isaiah.
Daud, Salomo sareng Yesaya.
Zechariah and Jeremiah sang these songs.
Zakaria sareng Yeremia ngawihkeun lagu-lagu ieu.
Mary and Joseph, Jesus and the disciples sang these songs.
Maria, Yusuf, Yesus sareng murid-murid ngawihkeun lagu ieu.
The early Christians sang the new song.
Jalmi-jalmi Kristen anu enggal oge ngawihkeun lagu ieu.
And these are the songs that are probably sung most in heaven.
Sareng ieu teh lagu-lagu anu paling seueur dikawihkeun di kerajaan sawarga.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 2.
Wahyu pasal 14 ayat ke-2.
I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters.
Terengapi ngadangu hiji suanten ti langit sapertos banjir bandang.
Like the voice of loud thunder.
Tareng sapertos suanten guruh nu dahsyat.
I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps, and they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne.
Tareng suanten nu kadangu eta sapertos suanten tukang-tukang kacapi anu ngamainkeun kacapina aranjeunna ngawihkeun hiji lagu enggal tina payunan tahta.
In heaven, everyone is singing to the Lord a new song.
Di surga setiap jalmi ngawihkeun lagu enggal kanggo Gusti.
And playing their musical instruments.
Terangga mainkan alat musik aranjena.
This song can be heard in every denomination.
Lagu ieu tiasa kadangu di setiap perbedaan gereja.
It's not charismatic.
Ieu sanes karismatik.
It's not Pentecostal.
Ieu ge sanes Pentakosta.
It's simply Christian.
Ieu mung Kristen.
It's the way people have worshipped in the Old Testament and the New.
Kita cara jalmi-jalmi nyembah tina perjanjian lami sareng enggal.
It is how Christians have been worshiping for 2,000 years.
Kita kumaha jalmi-jalmi Kristen nyembah salami 2,000 tahun.
It's possible that this song was present in most revivals in church and biblical history.
Pendaku ya dikawihkeun dina kebangunan di gereja sareng sejarah Alkitab.
Every Christian is to sing this song in all places.
Setiap jalmi Kristen ngawihkeun lagu ieu di sadaya tempat.
At all times.
Setiap waktos.
In the car, at home.
Di lebet bumi, di lebet mobil.
In the office and at school.
Di kantor sareng di sekolah.
On the street and in the marketplace.
Di jalan-jalan sareng di pasar.
This is the song that God dwells in.
Ieu lagu teh di mana Gusti ayana.
And in which the power of His manifest presence is experienced.
Sareng dilebetna kawasa tina manifestasi hadiratna anu kaalaman.
And God wants you to invoke His presence in your culture.
Sareng Gusti hoyong saderek nyuhunkeun hadiratna aya dina budaya saderek.
And to sing to the Lord and see His presence and power come into your life.
Sareng ngawih kanggo Gusti sareng ningali hadiratna kawasana lungsur kana hirup saderek.
Into your family.
Lebet keluarga saderek.
And I'm going to pray that the Lord would do that now. Lord Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray you'd give us boldness to sing to you a new song. It will sound strange to us at first. But may your Spirit come up inside of us and help us sing to the Father.
Tawias Roh Gusti anu ngagerakan abdi sadaya sareng nulungan ngawihkeun kanggo Gusti.
Songs we never sung before.
Lagu-lagu anu abdi sadayana taacan kantos.
Birth of the Holy Spirit.
Ngawihkeun satatanana anu dibabarkeun tina Roh.
And I pray God that your presence and your power.
Pinanada duh Gusti subaros hadirat Gusti sareng kawasa Gusti.
Would dwell in every one of these new songs.
Aya linggi dina setiap jalmi anu ngawihkeun lagu-lagu enggal ieu.
Signs and wonders would happen when the believers sing these songs.
Sareng tanda-tanda oge pada malan anu ajaib bade kajantenan waktos jalmi-jalmi percantan ngawihkeun
lagu ieu. Let people be healed and saved.
Cawias jalmi-jalmi didamangkeun, disalametkeun.
Filled with your Spirit and raised from the dead.
Dipunuhan ku Roh Gusti sareng diguguhkeun deui dina pupusna.
I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amin.
Sing to the Lord your own new song every day.
Harikeun kanggo Gusti lagu enggal saderek nyalira tiap dinten.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.